describe a science subject, biology, robotics, etc., that you are interested in.
Why do some children not like learning science at school? Science is not everyone's favorite subject. To begin with, people have different tastes, and it's probably got something to do with their natural inclinations. For example, some children enjoy music more than science because they naturally have a thing for rhythms and melodies. In addition to this, science can be kind of tricky to learn. There are some really challenging concepts, like learning about how cells work in biology, or learning about chemical reactions and the periodic table of elements in chemistry. For some students, these ideas are tough to get, because they aren't things you see every day, unlike music, which is all around us. Abstract stuff can be a real head-scratcher, and that's a big reason why a lot of students aren't too keen on the whole science scene. Is it important to study science at school? Yes, studying science at school is crucial because it's closely connected to our modern world. A straightforward example of this is how much we use smart devices in our daily routines. To use these things well and fit into today's world, having a strong foundation in subjects like computer science is essential. Besides, some people might say that excelling in other fields can also lead to success in society. But things are changing. With the rapid advancement of AI technologies like ChatGPT, it's becoming evident that they are gradually taking over many jobs in various industries. AI can even assist with tasks such as writing articles, composing music, and creating artwork. So if you don't know about science, you might have trouble finding a job in the future. That's why learning about science is super important. Which science subject is the most important for children to learn? I don't think one science subject is more important than another. They're all significant in their own ways. That said, I think that biology is the one we can most relate to as humans. This is because biology is the study of life. We can learn all about the human body, plants and animals, and so much more through the study of biology. For example, children learn about how plants grow in biology and how humans reproduce. I would argue that this is far more important than learning the names of the elements in the periodic table. Should people continue to study science after graduating from school? No, not if they don't want to. I mean, everyone has their own interests and career aspirations to pursue. While science is significant in our lives, it's not mandatory for all career paths. So, if they're going to study something unrelated to science, like business, law, education, or art, then it's not a requirement. It's also unlikely that these students are interested in science, so they shouldn't feel pressured to continue studying it. If middle and high school students don't enjoy studying the science subject, should they still continue learning it? Please provide reasons and examples. I think in middle school and high school, students should still have to take science courses, even if they aren't interested in them. The whole point of lower-level education is to provide everyone with a basic knowledge of all the subjects. Besides, you can't always trust adolescents to choose what's best for themselves. A lot of them go through a phase of rebellion and may have a negative attitude. Some might not like math and science and don't see the point in learning them. But as they grow older, they often come to appreciate the value of these subjects. Do art students need to study science? I think it depends on the level of education. For example, someone who is majoring in art at a university level should not have to study science. It makes more sense for them to focus only on art. Scientific studies might not provide significant benefits to their artistic pursuits. However, at the primary school and high school levels, though, it makes more sense that everyone should have to study science.
After all, everyone should have a basic understanding of all the subjects, and it's important for kids to try a lot of different things in order to discover their passions.
Should scientists explain the research process to the public? Yes, I think if a scientist is proving something, they should explain this to the public. Scientists assume that regular people don't want to know the process. They may even make the assumption that regular people won't understand the process. However, if a scientist is giving us information about something, like how infectious a virus is, then showing the public the evidence of this is vital. If scientists don't explain the research process, then how does the public know that they really did that research and are being honest about the findings? What qualities do you think scientists should possess? Scientists need to possess a curiosity about life and the world. This is probably the most important thing. Without curiosity, then we wouldn't have answers to some big questions, and we definitely wouldn't have inventions or the advancements in technology that we have today. For example, if Marie Curie was not curious about chemistry, we maybe wouldn't know about the elements she created, and we definitely wouldn't have mobile X-ray machines. Scientists also need to be creative. They need to think outside the box and be incredibly open-minded. If a scientist isn't creative and open-minded, then they may only look for one answer to their question, rather than looking at all the possibilities. What this means is that we will then have scientific studies that are biased and one-sided. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。